Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me today. You know, folks, we've talked about the telecom industry over the years. I've been talking about it way back in the when I began the show back in 97. We started talking about how small business owners could use the lots of different technologies, including telephony, to maximize their positions in the marketplace, to leverage their business model. And I've been doing it for a long, long time. In the old days, you wouldn't believe some of the things that I did over the years to try to make my little company look bigger. And there weren't many tools back in those days. But now we have a lot of tools and a lot of different technologies. And Leslie Ferry is here to talk to us about some of those. She's Vice President of Marketing for BroadSoft, and she's our new friend. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Tell the audience a little bit about BroadSoft.
BroadSoft is, we like to think of ourselves, much like you do, as the advocate for the small business. And what I mean by that is we really focus on the voice or communication challenges that a small business may have, and we design technology solutions to answer those problems.
All right. So to give us an example of what that would look like.
Sure. So you gave a great opening there when you talk about one service that made your company look larger. Mm-hmm. We have what we call...
I did specifically, and I think it's important to tell how far we've come in 20 years, I literally had to go to the telephone company. And I had two lines, but I wanted them to roll over.
Mm-hmm.
In 1989 in my home office.
Sure.
Well, I had a two-line phone, but I had to pay the telephone company I had to make a phone call to the headquarters and pay the telephone company like $100 a month for them to roll over my two lines when mm-hmm. one was busy all the way back at the switch.
Well, we have certainly come a long way since then.
That was a little bit above two tin cans and a string, but I mean, I'm just saying that was only 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
absolutely.
I mean, that was a major. And listen, that wasn't available to everybody walking in off the street. I had to call and almost talk them into doing this for me, and then they charged me quite a bit for it. But my point is, even in those days, I wanted more power than I was able to get just from having one telephone line.
That's right. You had great foresight in how to make your company look larger.
Well, I didn't want people to think just because I was home based that if they called the main line mm-hmm. that they'd get a busy signal when I had this other line available.
Sure.
And so anyway, that was my desire, and I'm only bringing that up because I know there are millions of small businesses out there the feeling that I had, you call it foresight, but it really all it is just the feeling of wanting to be competitive, and small business owners are feeling like that all over the place, and that's the reason why you guys are doing so well.
Great, yeah. So one example of a service that we have, it's a office assistant, and it's analogous to your two line story. But when someone calls in, you may be the jack of all trades for your business, but you may be able to set up answering voicemails for different departments, if you will. So
right.
It's just like if you want sales, please press 1. You want accounting, please press 2. Those types of technologies, as well as voicemail and, you know, all of the call routing and that type of thing.
But now the world you work in is not twisted copper.
No.
You work in yours is all about the internet. It's all about the internet protocol, and of course, you know, folks, as we've talked about many times on the show, voice over internet protocol, VoIP or voice over IP, a lot of different terms that we use. And that is the emerging, that is the future of telephony, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and we just fielded a study to really get a gauge on how many small businesses specifically are converting to voice over IP. And by the end of this year, a third of U.S.-based small businesses will have at least a partially deployed voice over IP service. And by 2012, that'll be 75%.
So, okay. Now we use voice over IP here in this in our business. One of the things that I do when I go on the road, that's how I connect to my network to do my show.
Absolutely.
When I travel, I use a voice over IP service, Skype actually. I use Skype to connect back to my network. And I'm you know we bought a phone system a couple of years ago, and I made sure that new phone system was VoIP capable.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been then, but I wasn't quite ready to disconnect from. I actually felt it's amazing how the quality of VoIP has increased exponentially every year, hasn't it?
I'm glad to hear you say that, and to hear you say that you've had that experience. That was another. We're always very cognizant of that, and. You know, in the early days, that was a concern. And
you could always tell when somebody was on VoIP. There was a sound.
Previously, that's right. And now that's not even, that doesn't come up as an issue. There are other considerations when making a buying decision or making a change of their phone service. But service quality is no longer a concern. And that, it really is because of the type of customers that we have. We have over 400 telecommunication service providers globally. Many of them are the large brand name companies, and just that no one would question the quality of a phone service with those guys.
Right, and the cost, the cost savings, when you combine the power that you can get, the technological leverage that you can get with the cost savings, it's really impressive.
It is, and there are multiple ways to save. It's not just strictly lower toll calling charges. But for small businesses, you can actually, we have a hosted service. And what that means, think of it as, you know, the new buzzword is software as a service.
Right. And cloud computing.
Yes, cloud computing. And our technology sits in the telecommunication service provider's network. And so in addition to lower toll charges and those type of things, small businesses now no longer need to have expertise or hire specific IT professionals to manage that. You can have your service managed through a telecom service provider. And
SaaS or software as a service, folks, is where we're all headed on every application basically that we have, just about. And we used to call them ASPs, Application Service Providers. Now it's SaaS. You'll also hear the term cloud computing. And Leslie Ferry and I will be right back after these messages. She's with BroadSoft. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Christy McVeigh. On vocals, pretty sure that's Lindsey Buckingham on the guitar back there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's our mothership website, and then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. My blog is jimsblog.biz. I hope you'll check that out, too. I post something there just about every day, maybe more than one post, and of course, if you just show up at our flagship mothership website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can get to the blog there. You can get to the knowledge base. Lots and lots of stuff there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Leslie Ferry is with us, folks. She's Vice President of Marketing for BroadSoft, which is a voice over IP, voice over internet protocol, VoIP company. But they don't sell, you can't buy directly from them, right, Leslie? I can't write you a check. I can only do business with the telecom companies who offer voice over IP that you help them with.
That's correct. We're the enabling technology for the telecommunications.
So, folks, she's not here to sell you anything. She's here to help us understand how you and I can leverage this incredible new technology. And I say new only because it's not 150 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And like the other thing is 150 years old. So tell us Give us your website so we can check it out if we want to.
Yeah, great. It's www.broadsoft.com, B-R-O-A-D-S-O-F-T.
Leslie, tell us about some ways, some applications that we could use voice over IP now, some things that maybe most people aren't doing that they could be doing, and then I want you to give us something that you think we'll be doing in the future. Go ahead.
Great. So one converged service is, our communication methodologies are changing dramatically. And I'll give you an industry term, unified communications, is that convergence of your desktop and services with voice. And there are multiple ways that you can
So I won't have, right now I've got a computer and a telephone sitting on my desk.
Great, and you probably.
And so one day I'll only have one device.
That's right.
I could have that right now. Couldn't
I was going to say.
I could have that right now if I weren't such a fossil. I could have that right now. Go ahead.
And there are a couple of services that are where voice and data are merging, and that's a great benefit to a lot of small businesses. That voice offers is not just a lower cost savings monthly, but increased productivity in their daily lives and in their businesses, because they're needing to focus on so many things. And some of those services that are integrating is like your voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to access my voicemail quickly, and I could do that in a couple of ways. If I'm mobile and I have a PDA and I have my email open, I could read a transcribed voicemail so that I could know to respond to them quickly.
I've got my BlackBerry and I'm getting email in, but also there's a voicemail that I don't want to listen to. I want to read it.
That's right.
And it would transcribe the voicemail. So. And so I would have the voice. You're saying I would have the voicemail automatically sent to me as a transcribed email.
That's correct.
Yeah, See that would be very handy to me.
Yes, and then another other desktop tools for people that may be working remotely or telecommuting or disparate offices. You may have, I don't know if you use IM or some type presence.
Yep.
Well, in your chat conversations, it may get to a point where you really do need to speak to someone.
Right.
You in your contacts, you could click that contact and it would place the call right away.
Right, right. Yeah, this is where this would be, the convergent idea could be very handy, because if you've got your contact list, And we actually have the capability to do that here. We just haven't gotten that. We haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we have we have our contact list, and where we have to move to is where all I do is click on the screen, on my desktop and a phone number, and then just start talking. I mean, I've got the headphones on, and everything goes through. As you say, it's the convergence of all that capability into one device. And what's crazy, and I think a lot of people are like me, we're sitting here with that capability. We just haven't done it because, it's so hard to get through, it's so hard to completely wean yourself off of the handset.
Sure.
Isn't it? It's funny how much, I remember the first time I had a wireless telephone at home. For a week, I stood within 6 feet of the base. So what about the? Let's look into the future. I got about a minute, Leslie. What's going to happen? Am I going to have a Dick Tracy watch with all this stuff and a holographic display? That's what I've been predicting for about 10 years.
I think you're right, and we primarily focus on small businesses, but we also offer residential service, and I think that it's not far-fetched to believe that your refrigerator is going to let you know when you need to buy milk, and that you'll get a message on your mobile phone letting you know that, or letting you know that your plants need watering, or you can monitor your home security system. Either
from anywhere in the world.
That's right.
Yeah, turn the heat up, turn the heat down, turn the lights on, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let the maid in, whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all that's going to be, that's all part of a VoIP application, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Leslie, this is fascinating. Give us the website again one more time.
It's broadsoft.com.
And we've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Well, I've enjoyed having you. Happy holidays.
Thanks so much. Same to you.
We'll talk to you next time. Leslie Ferry, ladies and gentlemen, and broadsoft.com is their website and the company. Check that out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.